In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime.
This is, frankly, a commercial announcement, using our own medium of sound instead of printed promotional material. We believe we have some facts to bring to your attention that are worth real money to any businessman. And so does Mr. Ernest Truex.
The good old summertime.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Ernest Truex, starring in Hot Money.
Oh, there, Mr. Truex. I've been ringing for you.
Yes, Mr. Austin. I didn't hear the buzzer at first.
Yes, I noticed that, Mr. Truex. My finger almost went to sleep on the buzzer.
Oh?
By the way, that wasn't your trouble, was it?
Oh, no, Mr. Austin. You see, it's the spring weather. I was just sitting at my desk thinking about fishing.
Yes, I see, Truex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to ask you some questions.
Yes, sir.
Some questions about your wife.
Oh, about Blanche. Oh, Blanche is all right. She told me at the station this morning.
I am not inquiring about the state of her health, Truex. I took that for granted. What I want to know
you mean about the filling. Well, that's all right now. She went to another dentist. He said the trouble was that she should have had a bridge all the time.
No, Truex. Now, answer a few simple questions about your wife.
Yes, sir.
Does your wife eat anything in the summertime?
Does she eat anything? Well, Mr. Austin, all I can say is that you don't know much about Blanche.
You mean she...
Oh, yes. But she says that she doesn't believe in dieting in the summertime. She says that about the other seasons, too. She says curves are coming back anyway.
Does she use any floor polish in the summertime?
Oh, yes, Mr. Austin. She...
Does she drive the automobile in the summertime?
Oh, yes, more than...
Does she use cosmetics in the summertime?
Oh, Blanche wouldn't think of going out without...
Does she smoke cigarettes in the summertime?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Austin.
You seem to know all about her.
Well...
Now tell me,
mm-hmm.
What do you know about other women?
Oh, Mr. Austin... I don't think Blanche would like that.
Well, I mean women in general.
Oh.
Women throughout the country. And men, too.
Well,
You don't, I see.
Uh-huh.
Then tell me, Truex, why did you start that sales campaign in the summer last year when I was in Europe?
Well, but it was successful, Mr. Austin. It was...
Yes, I know all that. But why?
Well, it was like the man who lost the horse.
Hmm?
I asked myself where I would go if I were, well, if I were business. So I sent out the radio campaign and, well, Mr. Austin, there it was.
But facts, Truex.
Oh,
give
me
the facts.
Oh, you mean...
How did you know?
You mean that? Well, I've tried to tell you about it several times, Mr. Austin.
Well, then, Truex, you kindly get the facts for me now.
Yes, sir, Mr. Austin. Yes, sir. And let me tell you another thing, Mr. Austin. You may be president of this company, but these are the facts. You listen to this. Interest payments are higher in summer than at any other time of the year. Dividends reach one of their two annual peaks. And that's not all, Austin. This survey shows that 97 out of every 100 adults are available to radio all summer long. It shows that 92 out of every 100 adults are at home during any given week in summer. It shows that... And how about this, Austin, old boy? More cigarettes are sold during summer than at any other time. One of the most successful campaigns in radio history was begun in summer. More gasoline is sold. More automobiles are sold. And in those automobiles are 4.5 million radios. Well, what about it, J.A.?
Oh, Ernest, you're wonderful. Did you really tell Mr. Austin all that?
Well, Blanche, maybe not exactly in those words, but I gave him the facts, the proof, and I got the raise, didn't I?
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime.
You, too, can have the facts about the good new summertime. Ask any office of the National Broadcasting Company.